You're listening to the Herb Report
right here on Audio Boom.
Go to audioboom.com/ The Herb Report. That's audioboom.com/ The Herb Report. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Herb, and this is The Herb Report. Folks, I hope you're doing well. Happy Friday. It's May 31st. We're already done with the month of May here. May went kind of quick. I can't say I'm glad to see it go, but the year is moving right along. We're already, Saturday starts June 1st. Can you believe it? We're almost at the halfway point, halfway through the year. The year seems to be rolling right along. I want to bring your attention, folks, to things that are happening in the world and things that are happening right now. And there's two things going on, folks. And I did a podcast here just recently on this channel going back to the bird flu, H5N1, the bird flu. And also here in the United States and around the world, COVID is coming back. I noticed that myself. Down here in Central Florida, my boss, she caught COVID and has been sick for a couple weeks and still trying to struggle, still working from home, still trying to struggle to get over COVID. So again, folks, I want you to realize and heed my warning here that two things are going on. The first thing is the bird flu. They're trying to launch that, the WHO, the World Health Organization. All of these organizations are trying to stand behind, and they want to make sure that this bird flu gets off the ground. So in other words, how do these people know what the disease is going to be, and how do they know what the disease is going to be? And not only that, how is it that these manufacturing companies and Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, you know, the big four there, how do they know what the hell the next pandemic's going to be? They know what the hell the next pandemic's going to be because they're the ones that are backing it. They're the ones that are creating this. And I got to tell you that, folks. I don't say that very lightly, but I got to tell you that. If you seem to think that birds flying in your backyard, if one lands on your backyard table, and if it happens to land there and then move, and then you happen to touch it or something, that if you think that because you touched a space where a bird was, you're going to get bird flu or anything like of the sort, you're crazy. They're saying that there is a bird flu case there in Colorado. There's a farm and possibly 60 people on that farm, I believe a dairy farm, is sick from the bird flu. There's also a documented case there in Texas. I mean, they're starting up hard, folks. And again, a lot of this is to run a distraction because they literally want to make everybody sick and everybody fearful. And so if everybody's sick and everybody's fearful and everybody gets the shot, everybody's going to die, because it's not the bird flu that's going to kill, even though if it does get into milk, just don't drink milk. What's going to kill is the shots are going to kill people, and the bird flu itself won't kill at least a normal healthy person. The shots, just like with COVID. COVID went around. They rigged COVID. The mRNA shot, everybody took it. They realized that, oh my God, I shouldn't have took the shot. There was graphene oxide. I have strokes, myocarditis, heart attacks, et cetera, all kinds of bumps and boils, things I never had. I don't feel right. I always feel off. I mean, I've heard this from so many people, folks. So many friends has taken the shot. I did not take the shot. I talked to a lady, matter of fact, today for a while. She's from the Philippines and a little bit younger than myself. And so we went back and forth. We talked for over a half an hour. We went back and forth, and she was telling me, her nor her family there, and a lot of her friends, close friends that she knows, she discouraged them from taking the shot. And I agree.
But the world as we know it will get harder and harder and harder. If you don't give in to the establishment, if you don't give in to taking these vaccines and these shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, life is going to become very, very, very hard. And I know that, dear God. I know that, folks. I know that, as God is my witness, okay? I know that. Because they want to kill off right now with the bird flu. They want to kill off the dairy, the meat, the dairy, and then, of course, the chicken by killing all birds. And then if birds infect one cow, then they'll kill off the whole herd of cows. And cows produce, you have the cattle, the meat, and, of course, the milk and everything. This is all engineered by the global elites. This is all part of the plan for depopulation, folks. But you got to understand, right now, they're going to work simultaneously. It's like, okay, we launched the COVID. That was the trial run, okay? The COVID, that went pretty good. We got 80%, 75 to 80% of the world played their game and went for the fraud. Now, if they announce, which they will start announcing, bird flu will take out about, I believe it's one out of every two or one out of every three people. That's very, very, very high. So you have to understand, folks, that this is absolutely, positively, we're not screwing around here. It's deadly, these vaccines and different things. Is there a real bird flu? Yes. Is it as bad as they say it is? No, of course not. The only way it's bad is when you take the vaccine and it doesn't agree with the body, then you end up dead the next day. That's when it becomes bad. Just like, again, I caution with the COVID vax and all that. I told everybody not to take it. Sure enough, all my relatives in Michigan decided to take it because that oppressive state and oppressive governor up there in the state of Michigan, that Democrat hell-ran hellhole up there in Michigan. And again, they followed through and they followed orders. Lots of people are sick about once every 3 or 4 months, like clockwork in my family. They have this, they have that, they have this, they have that. They're having all these issues and problems now. And again, when you take the shot, the clock starts. Either you have side effects right away, or else a few months from now, or else you'll have up to 5 years. If you make it past the 5 years and you're not doing or feeling bad and you're not feeling side effects and cramps and pain and losing hair and blood clots and gosh, heaven forbid, stroke, heart attack, myocarditis, or anything else like that, if you can make it through after the 5 years, then you might survive a while. But normally the shot will get you in 1 to 5. And that's kind of how that works. So I just want to warn everybody, COVID's on the rise again for the second time. They can't let go of the COVID scam, followed by disease X or the bird flu. They're going to run these two things here to make sure that there's enough sick people and they kill off half the nation so that they know, the Democrats know, that they can stay in power. And again, is this about politics? Not necessarily, but this is the side that the Democrats are on. And there's evils, folks. I'm going to just tell you as an independent, there's evil people on both fucking sides of the spectrum here. You know, there's evil people, even President Trump push and would always say he's the father of the vax. I hold people like that responsible. You're going to claim responsibility, I'm going to nail you, and you will be responsible for all the damn people that's killed. Because again, the COVID vaccine is the killer. And if you want to take that, sure as hell, go ahead and take that. God love you. That's it, folks. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is The Erb Report. Go to audioboom.com/The Erb Report. That's audioboom.com/The Erb Report. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and have a great and fantastic weekend. Bye for now.